Swabs, scalawags, and sons of bitches, wibbly wobbly, officially unofficial, wildly inaccurate, yet dead nuts on Disney podcast, inappropriate on so many levels. And this week we apologize profusely for that sense of impending doom. Hollywood Studios gets a new place to get pretzels. The Joker Cruise movie gets a director. And if you don't believe me, you must be in denial. Speaking of fake rivers, Disneyland makes the rivers of America great again.
Wait, hold on.
What?
Wait. The Nile is not a fake river.
How many times have we told you to stop being smart?
Have you ever seen it, Jordan?
That's a river.
I've seen it on multiple maps.
I've seen the River Jordan in Utah.
There is a Jordan River.
Never seen it, how do you know it's real?
Well, yeah, why would they put it on maps if it wasn't real?
Why would they put the Holocaust in the history books? What?
Wait.
Why would they paint pictures of it?
No, wait, go back one. Go back to Josh. Go back to Jake.
I didn't say anything at all.
All right, anyways, and for tonight's main topic, what are the best places in the park to hide dead bodies? I'm Auschwitz, asking apparently. For a friend named Jake.
I'm just...
Hey, you're
right. Wait, hold on. Did you just say Auschwitz?
Yeah, it's in the parks, right?
That's a really dark joke.
Billion and Epcot.
Yeah, that's what's in the empty building behind Germany.
Oh, God.
Oh, shit. This is not how we can start the show at all. This is so hard.
That's our show, guys.
Oh, I thought you said, oh, shit.
Yeah.
Yeah, no,
I said that too. Nope, said that too. Said a lot of things.
There's no backtracking from that one. Holy crap, Jordan. How dare you go there?
Wait. How dare I?
You're the Holocaust guy.
No!
What?
We're getting bigger names.
No. I guess we are inappropriate on so many levels.
That's like the worst guy to be.
Yeah, that makes you literally Hitler.
How would Chelsea feel if you had a Hitler mustache at your wedding?
Oh my God, She doesn't want any mustache at the wedding.
I don't know if you could pull off a Hitler mustache, could you?
Yeah, with enough wax you could.
It would hurt like hell, but I'm sure you could.
Thanks, Josh.
I mean, he had some serious sickness.
Oh, I get it.
Curse?
I'm running behind. My brain's not clicking fast enough for this.
Well, no one should be like up to speed on Holocaust jokes, so we should just move on.
Wait.
Yeah, we should delete this whole episode.
No one's thrown up on themselves yet. It's fine. Okay, well, deleted.
Hey, remember that time when Matt puked on the episode?
Yeah, but that's because we made him puke. That was a different story.
It's still gross.
It's different than your 6-year-old walking out in the garage going, nah, I puked everywhere.
Oh my God. Don't you feel bad thinking about your parents had to clean up your vomit? I guess not, because you got.
No, someday we'll have to clean up theirs. I dropped my food spin.
I felt bad that Josh would rub my nose in it and tell me I'm bad.
Well, you shouldn't puke everywhere.
You're a grown ass man, Jake. Stop letting him do that to you.
Yeah. Yeah, Jake, what'd you learn?
Don't puke. Yeah, stop throwing up in front of Josh. Josh, can I come over? Why? I gotta throw up.
I do the same thing to my kids, and they don't puke in front of me anymore.
What's that, Jordan?
What?
No, what's it was.
Did you burp?
Did you do the thing?
What thing?
Who was that? No one's going to own up to it?
I would own up to that one if it was me.
It was the midget on the unicycle.
It was me.
I knew it wasn't Josh because it was on my screen. How very dare you?
I like the purpose where we draw the line.
Hey, I've been complaining about burping on this show since, like, episode 2.
Oh, when Tim showed up.
Exactly.
All right, then. She's got a fair point. Speaking of people that are not here, but people that are here, hey, I'm Jake.
Oh, I'm Josh.
I'm Annie. Annie is me.
Nice.
That's Jordan.
That may or may not be Shayna.
We're not sure.
Could be. Still out?
Wait. No, it's Shayna. Okay, we're good.
Yeah, sorry, guys.
He's the identification guy.
Yeah, it's better than the last guy I was.
What was that? So I can get an audio drop right for the end of the show. End of every show, actually.
No, you can rewind this episode and find out.
If I could just get a clip of Jordan saying, "I was the Holocaust guy," it'll be the new lightsaber death.
Well, we definitely have Jake's thing that he was the Holocaust guy.
Damn it! I didn't think this through at all!
Typical.
Yeah. Okay. All right, I'm going to agree with Shane on that one. You get one.
Everybody gets one.
One agreement.
One Holocaust.
No! It's not funny. It's not funny.
Mazel.
That's it.
So that happened. Hey, what's the female equivalent of a cod piece? Mm. Just wondering. What would that be?
Asking for a friend.
A lot of that going around today.
Huh. No, really. I mean, would it be a camel toe piece?
Well, no one calls it a cod.
Well, camel toe piece is now the name of the episode.
All right.
Like, you just hit me right in the cod.
Hey, fish have feelings too.
Look at that cod. No,
clams have
cod worked. On that one.
A pill would be more like not a cod. It would be something cooler sounding.
I feel like it would be like a chastity belt or something.
I forgot. What was
how
the
do
title?
You sword fight? Camel toe piece. It's probably still a cod piece.
Josh, I hope you're happy. I hope you're all happy.
Kind of happy.
I'm happy.
Happiness on all of you.
Clap along.
Let's talk some Disney.
Let's do this!
Boom!
Single fist bump.
Sometimes all you need is one.
Sometimes you need to get that one out before anything else even happens.
Yeah.
It's not a race, Annie.
Huh.
Jordan takes care of
those. I can't control when it happens.
That's your Tourette's. You just say boom.
You haven't noticed that?
What?
You just cut out. What'd you say?
Josh is the only person I can see. Everybody else has pictures.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Oh, that happens to me sometimes. I don't know why it does that.
Yeah, it is weird.
One of life's mysteries.
Sucks that you can't see Josh. That...
Oh my god. Now you're going to do it on purpose.
I'm working on it. I'm drinking really fast.
Oh my god.
Ermacurd.
This is legitimate.
Hey, weren't we supposed to talk about stuff?
Yeah, we did the Let's Talk Some Disney, and then everybody got quiet. It's weird.
Yeah, I was looking up the news that I forgot.
Hey, I still haven't done the dragon.
Oh,
just over here.
Jordan.
Yeah. Okay, I saw some news.
Oh. Wait, were you just hiling?
No.
You totally were.
I was doing the big arms thing.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, big arms.
Yeah. Yeah. Going again.
Yeah.
Look like a bloody squadron of Spitfires. What's your news?
Did everybody see all the cool Epcot 35th anniversary?
Yes.
Yeah,
merchandise?
It's been my entire life.
No. I just kept seeing that tweet with the hat with the like piece of tape over the 30 that said 35. Did no one else see that?
No.
It's like it was on my feed like a trillion times.
Oh, I have to go back and look for that.
Oh, no, there's probably because I muted Game of Thrones.
That's fair. Can't get those spoilers.
Right.
That's the concern. There was a lot of cool stuff. There was pins, hats, t-shirts, among other
like cool stuff. Retro 80s looking shit.
Mm-hmm.
Cool.
Looks good. I kind of want the hoodie.
I could use a new Epcot shirt.
I need to look it up. I don't think I have. Oh, I have a Figment.
I got the sunburn from Epcot.
Tank top. You got the what?
The sunburn.
Part of the 35th anniversary merchandise?
No, it's part of Josh's dumbass and forgot to spray sunscreen on himself.
You can get cancer.
Epcot,
I mean, technically, you paid like $117 for that sunburn.
Merch.
Well,
most expensive sunburn you've ever had.
Probably not.
Wait, what?
What?
Colorful line of retro merchandise.
Oh, hold on, I need to know what.
I also spent like $70 on beer at Epcot the other day.
So you got two drinks?
Yes.
Oh my.
That could be so much dessert.
I would like that shirt a lot more if it wasn't.
Which shirt? There's like a couple of them.
The yellow, like golden.
It's the one with like the wraparound picture.
Yeah.
This week on Any Described Shirts.
New segment.
Jake forgot. The news.
The dawn of a new Disney era. Really?
That was 35 years ago. What the hell are they talking about?
Maybe they're bringing it back.
Oh, Figment. Goodness, yay! Figment. Cute stuff. Oh, I like the... Okay. The wristlet is really
oh, shit.
Cute.
Hold on. Did Shana just say Auschwitz?
I sure did.
You're cutting out a lot.
Yeah, Shana, we're having a hard time.
I know. My phone will not charge, and it's all in, like, low power panic mode. Because my phone is a piece of shit.
Maybe if you talked a little nicer about it, it would work better.
No. Thanks, but no thanks, Annie.
I like the okay. I like the like gray shirt.
Describe it. What's on it?
It's gray. It's like a football tee.
Wait. Annie, are you colorblind? Because that shirt is green.
No, it's not. I would know if I was colorblind by now. Oh, I see the hoodie. Yeah, that's cool. There is a visor. I was going to joke about that. Oh, like the 80s. What? This is good. It's good. I think the mug looks like Star Wars.
Yeah, it looks a little odd. I like the trucker cap. It's got the all the different.
Would you wear that?
I don't know. I'm not a hat person.
I don't think Jordan could do a trucker hat.
No, I don't think I could either.
I used to have a trucker hat that said "This shit cray" on it.
Was it airbrushed on?
No, I got it at Spencer's.
Oh,
whoa!
It said.
Are those medallions?
Where?
Ha! Better. Okay. Hear me?
Pork medallions. Yes.
Okay, I'm charging. I win.
All right, who's running the show?
You are. It's your segment.
Yeah, you're grabbing the t-shirt.
Oh, I already looked at it all.
Oh, that was it?
What else we got for news?
Yeah, that's it.
Hold on. I just had the realization that wasn't Annie's at all. That was Jordan's segment.
Hijacked.
Yeah. That's not what you do.
Annie's the hijacked guy.
Right.
Not that high.
Sure, I made up for the off-color jokes I missed.
Oh, you probably didn't really miss them.
I don't think anyone will, except for Jordan.
Didn't Jay threaten to watch us? Do we have any viewers?
We do have a viewer.
Is it him? Ah. Who is it?
I don't know.
Jay, if you're watching, send us a tweet right now.
Yeah, go to www.mitchandnews.twitter.
Click the Amazon link. Doesn't cost you anything. It works.
I was closer than Annie. Annie's over here trying to make his money.
Gives Jake money we never see a penny of.
I never see a penny of it either.
I saw Name Heroes with my paycheck.
Whoever's watching, go send us a tweet.
At makingmutineers.twitter.com.
That's not...
Yeah.
Not how any of this works.
Don't... Maybe it is. You don't know that.
No one's done it.
I have a message! It's from Shayna.
Any more news?
Yeah, there's a lot more news. We haven't got to the news yet.
Oh.
Hey, there's a new place to get pretzels coming to Hollywood Studios.
Pretzels.
Can I just talk about this for a minute?
Yeah, go ahead.
Because see, here's the thing. I'm pissed about these pretzels. Because they're gonna make pretzels and everybody's gonna want mustard, and it should be spicy mustard, just like they had at Jock Lindsay's, and they took that shit away because people are crybabies and it was too hot, and I will not eat pretzels there because they won't have good mustard.
Well, they're gonna
She's
have
Obama.
Good mustard's important.
What?
God. Sorry, the mustard's not fancy enough for you, Richie.
Yes.
No, I don't want spicy mustard. They took it away, and I'm pissed.
But they're gonna
How do you know that they won't have it?
Wait, I guess those pretzels don't really cut the mustard.
But they'll have a...
Whoever's watching this just got a treat.
or cancer.
That's kind of like a treat.
Yeah, it's a treat.
Cheese fondue.
I now have autism for listening to the commuters.
I want them to have some interesting pretzel dips now. No,
it just says mustard and a beer cheese fondue. Ooh, and spiced almonds.
I'm sick of beer cheese. My God.
Spiced almonds and beer cheese.
There's also a charcuterie board featuring California cheeses.
Whoa.
California cheeses.
Should I say that this is that
California Jesus.
No.
On such a
anyway, the name of this place is called the Baseline Tap House, and it's, you know, they'll have other stuff besides pretzels. But
so it has beer?
Baseline what? Tap House.
It has hookers.
There's beer.
I like the rhythm of that name.
If it's a tap house, it needs to have beer.
The Baseline Tap beer? House.
I feel like Josh is missing the whole like joke here. Yes, Josh, that's what they have. What, Shayna?
They have taps.
I said they'll only have Bud Light and Sam Adams seasonal. And maybe a Schopenhofer if you're lucky.
Yeah, but it's all California stuff. It should have...
No, beer at Disney World sucks ass.
They're not
going to
have spicy mustard either.
That Kungaloosh spiced IPA at Animal Kingdom's okay.
Oh, the one?
So yeah, that grapefruit one in Germany is freaking wicked awesome.
Look at this. Beer delivery. Thanks, Aunt Sassy.
Is Aunt Sassy there?
Yeah, I'm in Aunt Sassy's house this week.
Oh, my God.
Are you ever home?
Not much.
Mm-hmm. Oh, lucky. So we're done with the tap house news. People talked about it a lot.
I want to know what
else
they have.
Does it say? Yeah, does it say?
Oh, I already got out of it.
It's got Lagunitas.
Guys, you don't understand. They have presents with what?
I just want Jake to say charcuterie again.
No. For the record, that was on purpose. I can't remember what I said.
Charcuterie.
Charcuterie.
The Shaka Khan board.
Khan Shaka Khan.
It's going to have California craft ales, lagers, and cider, and California wines on tap, along with specialty cocktails, not to be missed either.
Who has
California wines? Like Sutterholm.
The tap house, Josh.
You can't tap wine.
I just did.
I just broke a figure.
Jake would tap.
The bottle hurts.
That was funny.
That's what she said.
Yeah. Mm.
Whoa, what?
And we lost the viewer.
That's where they drew the line?
Maybe it took us too long to get there. I don't know. Hey, next up in news, the Disney's Jungle Cruise movie finds a director. And if you liked how well I said charcuterie... In denial?
<That's> just said, like, how long was he missing?
Damn it. It is real.
What?
I've never
seen
it.
He is real.
What's real?
Sand?
Denial. Well, those are two.
It's not just a river in Egypt.
Anyway, if you like the way I said charcuterie, wait till you hear me pronounce the director's name. Jom.
Why is Jacob?
Jom.
Jom. Call it Jom. Sarah.
Never heard
like,
of
the
him.
The things you're saying don't sound like they would be hard
to read.
I'm just going to Google this.
All right. P.
Oh. The P is silent as in pterodactyl.
Yeah.
Jungle Cruise. Did you try Googling how to pronounce blobbity bloop? Because I do that all the time.
But you just said it.
I think it's Jomé Connaissera. Yeah. You hear that?
Oh. Jomé.
Jomé
Connaissera.
Oh, now he's trying to pronounce it. I'm gonna give Jake shit, and then I'm gonna do the same thing.
Is that what Jordan. I sound like?
No, I'm doing Jordan.
What?
Oh, what?
How is it, Jordan?
It's cold and soulless. Why? I feel like Shayna just said something really funny, but she cut out.
So what's this guy's deal?
He's directing the Jungle Cruise movie, starring Dwayne The Rock Johnson.
Yeah, I know. I'm kind of getting, like, Rock burnout. Well, because we still have Jumanji.
Wait, the Rock's in Jungle Cruise?
Yeah, Jumanji's my concern, because this is like, oh, we're going to see him do this thing.
And again. I still need to watch Baywatch.
I like how you felt. Yeah. I like how you put need in that sentence.
How I what?
I still need to watch Baywatch.
Oh.
Hey, you know, Jordan, everyone has different ones.
I wanted to see it in the theater, but I didn't ever get a chance because it went out in and out so quick.
That all happened.
I don't know why.
We're talking about a movie, right?
In the theater.
What theater is this?
This movie?
Topical.
Do you say Paul?
No, whoa. You don't want to use that as a topical.
Anal, oh. Jessica.
Wait, anal, wait. What now?
Is he going to be the voice of Rex again?
Who's Rex again?
What?
Captain Rex.
Yeah, Captain Rex.
Not to be confused with Captain Rex, who's a totally different character in Star Wars.
He didn't know that they took his robot out until somebody, one of the late night talk show hosts, mentioned it. And he was like, what?
Wait, I knew that. Why do I know that?
Because you told me that.
That doesn't answer why I knew that. That answers why you knew that. Why do I know that?
I don't know. Coast Guard?
All right.
What's this guy? Let's see. A Spanish film director.
Oh, shit. Spanish? I was going French. Yeah,
known
I was completely
for
wrong,
directing... Man. The horror remake House of Wax.
And The Shallows.
I heard The Shallows was really good. I haven't seen it.
My teenage cousin saw it roughly 1 million times last summer.
On purpose?
Roughly?
Roughly. Very roughly.
It's not good thing to watch. It's not good to watch things roughly.
I said I teenage.
I feel like that's a very approximate count for being roughly.
Like roughly and uncomfortably? Like in the backseat of a Volkswagen? Thanks, Josh.
Yeah.
Is that the guy from Fashionable Male?
The goddamn kid is on the escalator again.
Hey, you know what? That happens, Josh.
Well, this seems like a weird director for Jungle Cruise.
Well, but like, that's the weird thing about Disney movies is they like you go through the Marvel lineup.
This is the House of Wax with Paris Hilton. What? Right?
Oh. I would assume. I don't think
is
he did.
Wait,
she was there. Yeah, well, there's only one House of Wax remake.
Well, I don't know. I thought maybe there was like a better one.
Like a re-remake?
That this guy did for some reason.
She was in a movie.
You got your hopes up?
But like, she also starred in The Hottie and the Naughty.
That was a Redbox once.
Well, I mean, she was in that porn movie that made her famous. But
One Night in Paris?
One Night in Paris.
Giggity. Pretty sure it was more than one night.
Were they actually in Paris or were they in Paris?
Yes.
Oh.
What?
Hello.
Uncomfortable.
Am I a robot or is it everybody else?
It must be everybody else because you're not.
I'm
but
totally
neither,
not a robot.
Neither I might be, but I don't sound like one. Oh, that just sounded
really
robot-y.
Sure.
See?
But everyone sounds fine over here.
Okay, then it's just me.
This is good pod.
But you sound fine too. We edit nothing, Annie.
Oh, shit.
Especially the beginning. Unless I do cut that out and then we just keep referencing it and then everyone wonders what we talked about. Like, it's so
horrible. Have come watch the video. Lure them in.
Sounds like Max Hedrum.
It's like what?
Everybody sounds like Max Hedrum to me.
Well, isn't that what everybody's
supposed
to? It's
just weird that
we
get so many thousands of listeners, but then very few YouTube views.
It's true.
We don't get thousands of listeners. Dozens?
Like, we do.
Tens.
Dozens.
Maybe
five.
Sevens. But if you take away if you take away the five of us, then yeah, there's two. What is that robot noise?
There's five of us.
See, it's so bad.
Yeah, there's five of us. How dare you make me count?
Are you sure?
No, I'm not sure of anything now.
So, really, are we going to do this main topic?
Oh, no, we got one more news story.
Shayna, maybe if you hang up and call back.
Yeah, it's getting worse.
I think Jake's the robot.
Well, no, because I'm hearing it too.
Jake, I mean, might be a robot.
Yeah, it's like weird crackling.
I mean, there's no proof he's not a robot.
There's some proof somewhere, but I don't think it's here. That might be a robot. last news story is, I don't think it's anybody.
It's a ghost.
Jordan, get on it.
Jordan.
It's the
get your jumpsuit.
Oh, wait, no, it is Shayna.
Okay.
Because I just noticed on my end, the little green dots went up on Shayna's screen when it made the noise. Sorry, Shayna.
You have a ghost in your house, Shayna.
Yeah, probably.
That'll happen.
There it is again.
You need Zelda Rubinstein.
Okay, this is weird because it's not when she's talking at all. It's just happening.
That's the way it's...
Jordan, what do you make of this?
I don't know.
Thanks, Jordan.
All right.
Glad you came through on that.
Yep.
Shane is completely frozen now.
I still hear things.
Still what?
I was anyway, hearing her still.
Disneyland opened their Rivers of America. The train goes around now, and the boats go around now, and everyone's there's rejoicing.
Yeah, I saw a
terrible.
It's getting worse.
What? Yeah.
Really.
It's like being in the 18-wheeler in the middle of the night.
Is that what it sounds like?
Yeah, 10-4, Roger. Over and out. It's a CB radio.
I want to watch the.
Maybe we can start doing this podcast over ham radio.
Yeah.
Reminds me of when the TV you could like turn on a static station and pick up neighbors' phone calls.
Was that a thing?
Oh, I remember that.
Yeah.
When you vacuum and your TV just goes into lines. That was weird too.
It was never anything interesting though. But I'd sit there and listen like. Someday I'd hear a murder.
You have the plot of that Hitchcock movie.
I just want something to write when there's an Ask Reddit. Like, what's the creepiest thing that ever happened to you? And I could be like, one time I heard a murder.
But you didn't. You still have to hear it first.
Well, I know. That's what I'm saying. I wish I had.
Oh. And then when you do, you can just start your own Ask Reddit. So.
Well, no, that.
Or you could just make something up, you know.
Doesn't help at all. Oh my gosh. Like, I'm just going to make something up and post it on the internet?
Who would do that?
Isn't that what the internet's for?
No.
What kind of pathological psycho?
Because on the internet, nobody knows you're a potato.
And the points don't matter.
I don't know what's going on anymore.
So the boat goes around in circles. Good.
Yeah, and the river looks a lot like the concept art. And I don't know.
I watched a YouTube video of it and it looked really good. I enjoyed it.
Yeah. That's the consensus. Just like, oh, look at that. They did it.
Yay.
The consensus is Jordan enjoyed it.
And now, oh, but fun fact.
On YouTube.
They slightly enhanced the primeval world while the train was closed.
Dinosaur eats you now?
Yeah.
Carnotaurus is in there and chases you.
Yeah, it just knocks the train over and everybody dies. It's awesome.
Good, I like
spoilers.
They have to compete with the tram tour at Universal somehow. So like, we're just gonna up this and start murdering people.
Good, I like this plan.
Yeah, it's awesome.
Solid plan.
Except for the T-Rex is still
better.
T-Rex is still fighting the Stegosaurus, and that's historically inaccurate. So sorry.
It's prehistorically inaccurate.
Yeah, Jake, get right.
Wait. Hashtag nerd.
What's the line where prehistory stops and history starts?
Written language. Jesus. No, not cheeses. We've had cheese for a long time.
Written record.
That's what I said.
Vinyl record. Yeah.
Well, record.
Guinness like World Record.
For the record. Jesus.
Fat twins on motorcycles.
Every all episode. Day. Every issue, I mean.
Open it up like, now this is history.
And the young youth fingernails.
when the library's burned yeah, and that's all that's left, the future's going to think we're a bunch of fucking weirdos.
The lady in the
weirdos.
Hayloft and her hair reached all the way to all the bottom. Down.
Yes. It's like the Guinness book never changed at all. I'm going to go get the new issue right now.
Oh, a really tiny dog. Next to like a...
I remember like, I could only afford the paperback when I was a kid, and there's no pictures.
There were little tiny black and white ones because I looked at it a lot in your room.
Yeah, that's what I had. That was in our bathroom.
It was like this thick, though. It was like this thick, but it was only this tall.
That was in the bathroom in Leonard Maltin.
You had the movie guide?
Yeah, every year my dad got it for Christmas, and it went in the cupboard next to the sink.
Did he ever read it? I like Leonard Maltin.
Yeah, it was a... Yeah.
Anyway, hey, we should go to our main topic.
He still does it, but now he's old, so he has a little flashlight with it because he can't see it without his flashlight. Leonard glasses Maltin and a little flashlight. Or... Yes. Did he die? He didn't die, did he?
No, he's on Doug Loves Movies a lot. Which is weird.
Oh!
Now that I was listening to
go
that.
Go ahead.
Anyway.
So we go into our main topic?
Yeah, main topic. Asking for a friend. It's something we teased like a month or so ago.
A month or two or three.
Never got around to it, and now it's starting to smell. Anyway, what is the best place in the parks to hide a dead body? And by best place, I mean, you know, probably something that you could get away with and nobody would notice for a while.
Hmm.
Probably not propped up against the partner's statue. That'd be a bad place.
Could you just push it into one mansion. Of the tanks?
What tanks?
At the seas?
Yeah, could you put it in a crab pot and just throw it in the back of one of the aquariums?
So I've got a question.
Like 2 minutes into this, what?
Right. So if when we're hiding bodies, or like, are we all there together?
Preferably.
Hiding yeah, let's bodies? All... Like, well, it's maybe easier we if you have a crab. Accidentally killed someone?
If you notice, Shayna's gone.
All right. Well, I definitely had. If we're all there together, then I definitely have my answer.
I'm not sure I like where this is going, but let's hear it.
And then we'll all be closer than ever.
It's yeah. a bonding experience.
Or dead yeah. as well.
No, I'm going to hide my body in Josh's beard.
God damn it.
Well, I got the audio for the end of the episode.
Wait, your body or your body?
Depends on how you feel that day, I guess.
Man, this is definitely adorable.
Don't tell your wife.
You too.
But no, Jordan, it has to be a dead body.
Oh, well then, yeah, then a dead body. Yeah, what were you guys talking about? Of course it was a dead body.
Well then, what am I going to do with it? You just ditched the dead body with my beard?
Yeah, ditch well, it's in Walt Disney World.
Well, now I have to figure out something to do with it.
When your beard
doesn't
just
matter. My instructions were to get rid of a dead body in Walt Disney World.
My beard would be absorb its power.
Oh, the power of a dead body? What's it? Good job.
Dead bodies are energy, man.
If a bear,
no, they're not. They lack energy. It's no, the one thing they don't have.
As they decompose, they create energy.
What, methane gases?
It's energy.
Kind of.
Diamonds.
The worms eat them. Worms poop them out. That's energy. diamonds. They turn into diamonds in like 10 million Words years.
The dirt and the dirt makes the earth. What? Sorry, I got distracted.
I like the seas.
Yeah, that's a lot better place than Josh's like, beers.
Are there sharks in there?
Yeah, no. But you need a crab pot in the back just so they don't float to the top.
The little baby alligators in the land? Or what about the regular-sized alligators in the lagoon?
There's probably crayfish in there, and the crab pot will work for them, too.
Wait. What the hell did you just say?
That would be slow.
Crawfish?
Yeah, that's what I thought. Continue.
Raw daddies.
Mud bugs. How about that?
Mud bugs.
Also acceptable.
This is a Disney podcast.
Yeah, we boil those.
I don't.
What about
it
you?
Would
just
take a really long time for crustaceans to eat.
I have my. I have another answer.
They would find it.
No, it wouldn't.
I wonder if they'd be able to identify it though.
They'll dispose of a dead body fast, especially in a crab pot in the bottom of that murky lake. They'd never find that.
Where else?
You just need a crab pot.
This is lots of Epcot. What if we had to hide it in the Magic Kingdom?
Wishing just well. I know where I would put one in the Magic Kingdom.
Haunted Mansion?
Where?
No, I would. I would actually. I would take one of those rope lights, and I would tie it up in a rope light like a mummy, and then I would put it on the Tinkerbell cable and just
Son
send it
bitch,
down.
That's what I was just gonna say.
Statistic.
Really? The whole punchline and everything else set up. Oh. How did two of us come up with the same answer?
That gave me another idea, though.
You started
with
rope line
the Bruno barge.
Ooh! Just incinerate the son of a bitch.
Just one shot and it's gone.
Ooh, there's a problem there.
Oh my god, there'd probably be like spray.
Kids in the front row, yeah!
Just be random, like, that's weird. What was that?
The water cannons in the fountain of the world. Why are we murdering Shayna?
Because she's no longer with us.
That's true. We didn't even get any of Sassy appearance.
Dearly departed.
Animal Kingdom's good. You could put it in a dead body in any number of animal cages.
Like, what animals
like the lion enclosure? The tiger enclosure.
Are lions, would they eat that kind of, or do they like fresh?
Oh, the hyenas. You'd have to feed them to the hyenas.
Well, she wouldn't have been dead that long. It's not
or
like
the
hippos. Holding on to her.
Hippos are fucking easy. Wild boars, they'll eat anything.
What?
Just
stick
it to her.
A scenario where animals don't eat the dead body.
Oh.
No.
Well, they'll still think that's how she died.
Okay, right, we'll just stick it on the rhino's nose horn.
Nose horn.
We'll frame an animal.
Nose antler.
What did the animal do?
If you climbed a tree and dropped the dead body onto a rhinoceros horn.
Yeah, see?
You'd have to have really good aim, and also you're climbing a tree with a dead body in full display of the safari.
Well, no, it's all of us. We're all climbing the tree.
Oh, well, in that case, then we'll blend right in. Just put our name tags on. Nobody will suspect a thing. We're just maintenance people. Just maintenance.
If anyone asks, just say, Walt sent me.
No, we'll go, we're looking for Little Red.
We're gonna look like the guys climbing the pole in the freaking Jungle Cruise.
Seen the poachers.
Oh, that's one place we could hide it. The pole on the Jungle Cruise. Good thing of Jake.
This is right in the headhunter boat. Done.
Skull pile and pirates.
Okay. We don't have the Hollywood Studios.
Oh, that's a tough one. There is that explosion in the Indiana Jones stunt show.
What's even in Hollywood Studios?
But there's also the bottom of the elevator shaft in Tower of Terror.
I know.
You could hide so many bodies there.
Do you think we could, like, Weekend at Bernie's the body onto the ride and then push it out?
It'd be hard getting through the metal detectors with that.
Why?
What if we can Weekend at Bernie's
one person at a time.
The body onto the ride?
We can, like, put it in a wheelchair with, like, a hat.
Like, oh, yeah. You can't send a wheelchair through by itself because it's a wheelchair.
Don't make Nana.
Why is Shayna Nana?
She's not.
Oh, right. All right.
Anyway, I've gone to the ambiguous dead body. It doesn't have to be Shayna. It's more fun to imagine this if it's not. It's just body. Maybe you like making it Shayna.
No, I just blame it on her because she left.
I know. I mean,
who knows what Aunt Sassy's capable of? I don't know.
What else is in Hollywood Studios? That's the worst park for hiding a dead half body, right?
No.
Oh, no, wait.
It's mostly a construction site. We could just dig a hole.
You know what? Let's just call this episode Everyone Steals Jake's Ideas Before He Can Spit Them Out.
Whose fault is that?
If you'd stop writing down.
What?
Alternate idea. Jake is slow.
Now wait.
Go to Blizzard Beach.
And I already said that.
Two sides of the same coin.
Go to Blizzard Beach and throw him down the big slide.
Yeah, just say that. The thrill killed him. Oh, wait, does Typhoon Lagoon still have a shark tank?
No.
Damn it.
No.
Well, there goes that idea. What am I going to do with this body at Typhoon Lagoon now? I guess we're going swimming.
Or the lazy river.
Tube,
just
sunglasses.
Put it in a tube with it, yeah.
How's it feel, Annie?
I'll be like poking it. Ma'am?
Hey, Nana.
Ma'am?
Ma'am.
Yeah, Disney's not allowed to tell you have to leave. They just keep poking you with a stick.
Is that in the rules?
Saying too bad, ma'am.
Too bad Ice Station Cool isn't there still. We just put her in a glacier.
Ah, she's on display now.
Ice that keeps the body fresh.
Wow, there's really nothing at Hollywood Studios anymore. It would be kind of fun to like strap a dead body to Toy Story Mania.
I saw a Slinky coaster yesterday.
Oh, I know exactly where I would put a dead body in Hollywood Studios until the 13th. I'd put it in the horror movie section of the Great Movie Ride.
The Egypt section as well. Wrap it up.
Also
as
a good one. Yep.
Wait, what the hell's the horror movie section?
It's very brief, but you kind of go through like this little cave-like structure, and you have a whole bunch of glowing eyes.
Oh, right.
I think it's right. It's right after the Egyptian part, and right before the Tarzan part.
So you can just hear Tarzan's stupid yell for like 4 minutes before you get to that room.
Yeah.
Cheetah.
If only Disney had their own Tarzan movie that they could plug into that scene. Oh. Man, that ride really just never got updated.
But then
at all.
No one would go, Cheetah. Is there anything in Fantasmic that would work, like pyrotechnic?
Well, there's a lot of fire.
Tie the body to a rocket.
Tie the body to the rudder on Steamboat Willie's ship. Just.
That's not a rudder at all. That's a wheel.
Tied to the rudder, too. I don't care.
I mean, they would find that right away. Aren't we trying to get rid of this dead body?
Well, as long as
we tie it and run.
Parade it around.
I would hide a corpse in the pre-ride video for Rock and Roller Coaster.
Chris.
Wait a minute.
There's like six of them in that.
I love that idea. Oh, wait. We'll have to digitally edit that out. I had an idea and I just lost it.
That'll happen.
Yeah, shit.
Hide it in one man's dream because nobody goes in there.
Hey, I go in there.
I have.
Good job, Josh. You're a liar.
Everyone but you.
Because I've been in there once, like 10 years ago.
I like one man's
dream. Have to watch the movie and get a little reclamped.
Are you making up words?
No, that's a Jewish word.
Oh, okay.
I thought it was a German word.
I'm pretty sure it's like
it's verklempt. Now I want to know. Reclamped. Clark not no.
Yiddish. Ha, I was right.
Is it?
Yes.
Well, I take it back then.
Take it back.
Hey, did Jake just Yiddish. Dab when he sneezed?
Yeah.
Think how many years I've been using a Yiddish word without knowing it?
Oi.
Oi.
Did we cover all the parts? There had to have been more. What the hell was I going to put the dead body in? Yeah, that's going to bug me, guys.
There's so much construction there right now. We just throw it in the ground.
I feel like we didn't cover Magic Kingdom. We covered a zip line.
True. Magic Kingdom is...
No, we put it in the pile of skulls on Jungle Cruise. So Jordan said that.
I said that.
What?
I'm gonna hide it in the popcorn pile in one of the popcorn carts.
Oh, dude, I got so pissed at my teenager.
Well, moving on.
That's so mean. Bye. And the person's gonna hit it with their scoop and freak the fuck out.
Well, then it's gonna be on them. Also.
Then they have to hide the
body. That would make an awesome beginning to a Law and Order episode.
Hold on a second.
What if it's a rule? What if it was a rule that if you find a dead body, you have to hide it?
You get to that's just
a rule. You gotta hide it. And so these dead bodies just keep getting rehidden all the time because people fuck
up. It's a travel bug for a geocache. Scan the barcode, see how far across the country it goes. I found this one in a Joshua tree in Southern California. It was all pinned up nicely. Thanks for asking that out, JK. No problem. Well, that got weird. Because I just realized.
I'm trying to think of Magic Kingdom.
I realized. Oh, how sharp are the spires on Space Mountain?
Yeah.
I don't think that would work because it would be really visible.
Right.
Yeah, that's not hiding a body. That's putting a body in plain sight.
But how fast can you run?
Put, like heads on sticks.
Impaled.
No, like when you like put them outside.
Yeah, put a head on a pike.
Yeah, Pike.
And Vlad the Impaler?
Yeah.
That's the word I wanted.
Vlad?
Yeah. Count Vladimir.
Yeah, it's Yiddish.
Vladimus Prime.
Vladimir Putin. He's that old.
Ooh. Really, Magic Kingdom is kind of hard, though. Wait.
Face down in the water in Small World after all.
Face down.
Just dump it in the tunnel. Dump it in the tunnel.
Is there anywhere good on? What about Tom Sawyer Island?
Oh, in the caves.
Can you? We like stuff it somewhere weird.
I guess
we can try.
Got to do it before rigor mortis sets in.
Can we put it in one of the beds in the treehouse, the Swiss Family Robinson treehouse?
Yeah,
and be like, oh,
whoa,
these guys were never found.
If you did that, you'd have to cross the rail, and that's against the rules.
Like, that's your concern.
Oh, you're absolutely
right. If we get scolded, then we're like, the whole thing is over.
Yeah. They're like, hey, you, what are you doing? With that dead body.
Then you run, they're like, ah, shit, now I gotta hide it.
It's yours! It's not yours!
They just throw it on top of the Jungle Cruise boat. then the whole boat crew is like, oh.
I don't think dead bodies count as no takesy backsies. I mean, they could. What?
Every time I put one in the ground, I don't get it back.
Why did you teenager make you mad?
I bought a bucket of popcorn for like $15.
Wait a minute. I feel like your teenager did that when we went to Disneyland with them, too.
They yell at him then, too?
I don't remember. I don't care. It's popcorn. Let them live a little, Josh.
Don't spend that much money on 3 cents of popcorn.
But it comes with a cool container.
No, it doesn't. It comes with a plastic fucking bucket.
That's yeah, you cool can thing use it.
Yeah.
What, hiding bodies?
Bailing water out of your car?
You could keep a souvenir from the body.
We had a tropical storm hit us today, so that's feasible, I guess.
Yeah, see? Now
she can write in the cod.
I think that's our show. Any final thoughts before? I mean, I really like ending with shoot 'em right in the cod. All right, that is our show. I'd like to
welcome Swabs Scallywags.
No, goodbye, Swabs Scallywags, until next week.
Sons of bitches.
Good the night, you wobbly Swabs, you Scallywags. Scallywags.
Scallywags.
We always end it like super well.
I want a super well.
Super whale, ba 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 dum. What does a super whale do? Would it be a sperm what whale?
So what they ask you if you want a seafood restaurant, super whale.
I'll have the chicken.
I'm cutting that out.
I'll have the children's size.
Ooh.
The children's size chicken?
$2.49 a pound?
For chicken-sized children.
Mm-hmm. Ooh. What would you work as?
What was that ultimatum question? Would you rather fight one horse-sized chicken or 100 chicken-sized horses?
Ducks. I believe it's ducks.
Ducks? Oh. No, I'm changing it to chickens.
No, it's funnier as ducks. Chickens are mean.
Nope.
I don't know. I like chicken-sized children.
They fit in the oven easier.
And that's our show.
Hey, how are you? You've been listening to us, and I'm not sure why. Still, I mean, good hell. Especially you, Jay Swasher. What was that?
Swasher Rooney Dooney.
Are you being abducted?
Maybe.
All right,
what's the hashtag that people should send to at DJPHOB?
Camel toe piece.
All right. So if you made it this far, send the hashtag to Annie on Twitter at DJPHOB hashtag camel toe piece. And that's PIECE, not PEACE. Camel toes have not been at war.
You don't know that. Been at war with the moose knuckle. Hey, I'm Jake. That's Josh. That's Andy. That's Jordan. As always.
Oh, fuck you.